Today is Friday, May 4th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. Researchers at the Ottawa Hospital in Canada have received $150,000 from Cure SMA to develop new ways of monitoring spinal muscular atrophy using a non-invasive blood test. The team, led by Robin Parks, PhD, intends to use tiny bits of cells called exosomes to develop ways of tracking SMA progression and how patients respond to treatment. Parks is a senior scientist in the Regenerative Medicine Program at Ottawa Hospital Research Institute and a director of PhD research in the Department of Medicine at the Ottawa Hospital, as well as a professor at the University of Ottawa. SMA occurs in about 1 in 10,000 live births and is considered the most common cause of death by a genetic disease in newborns. It's caused by a deficiency in a protein known as the SMN protein. Several experimental therapies are currently under investigation for the treatment of SMA, and Spinraza, a medication that acts by increasing the body's ability to produce SMN proteins, has already been approved by the United States Food and Drug Administration, Health Canada, and the European Union for the disease. Research suggests that the earlier treatment is delivered, the more effective it will be. However, there is not yet a test that can measure how a patient is responding to these therapies, a particularly difficult task in young babies, which Park and his team are hoping to address. Exosomes are small vesicles released by cells which can serve several purposes, including cell-to-cell communication. Since exosomes can spread and distribute various molecules among cells, they have been implicated in the development of diseases, including SMA. A previous study by Parks' team, published in Scientific Reports, revealed that the levels of SMN proteins in exosomes found in the blood were lower in both an SMA mouse model and an SMA type 3 patient, compared with healthy controls. Results of this study indicate that SMN levels in exosomes could be used as a biomarker for SMA progression. Up next, SMA perspectives from community editor Kevin Schaefer.
In the latest episode of Dose of Deanne, a glimpse into my life with SMA, Deanne Runge talks about her hobbies and how they helped her in her everyday life. Some of her main hobbies are sewing and photography, and in this video she provides examples of things she's crafted and photos she's taken. After showing some of her photos, the main segment in this video is of Deanne sewing a wall hanging. While she used to be able to do bed-sized quilts, that eventually became too difficult. Doing smaller wall hangings is much more feasible for her, and she also uses a specialized sewing machine with a start button that's easy for her to use. She also encourages other SMA individuals to focus on what they can do and to find hobbies that are both relaxing and productive. Check out the SMA News Today YouTube channel, where you can find all episodes of Dose of Deanne, A Glimpse into My Life with SMA. You can also connect with Deanne directly on the SMA News Today forums page. Be sure to follow SMA News Today for daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.